Time now for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 30% chance of rain with a high of 76, as well as a 30% chance of showers with a low of 59. I'm Eli Grimes, reporting the news. The Wayne County Board met last night and approved a new contract with the Wayne County Humane Society. The updated language calls for the society to handle after-hour bite calls. County Highway Engineer Dennis Seidel reported bid letting will take place next Friday for proposed work at the Enterprise Road 161 intersection north of Fairfield, and Jill Short, representing the Wayne County Housing Authority, made a request to reduce that organization's payment. The matter was tabled pending further board study. The board's ARPA committee announced the second installment of ARPA funds had been received, and the board approved several requests for funding, including $111,163 for Wayne County Ambulance, $100,000 each for Fairfield Rural, Orchardville, and Wayne Fire Protection Districts, $97,400 for Bedford Fire Protection District, $40,000 for the Wayne County Health Department, $16,271 for the Village of Mount Erie, and $10,000 for Wayne County 911. In reports, Sheriff Chris Odie said he was working with a repair contractor to get AC operational in the courthouse. He said the part required couldn't be ordered and could spend some time being unavailable, but a temporary repair should bring the system up to 60% effectiveness. He also said the new sound system for the upstairs courtroom has been ordered, and he will work with the court to find a time for installation. In jail news, Sheriff Odie said deputies made 15 felony arrests in May, and the jail underwent a surprise state inspection, finding no major deficiencies. He also said the state had sent a check for nearly $19,000 for housing prisoners sentenced to the IDOC, but held locally due to COVID. The county had requested more, but he said it was a start. County Clerk Liz Ann Woodrow reported more than 100 people have voted early at the courthouse, and she said her office had received two grants totaling $32,000 for election security. The health department said it collected 40 pallets of waste during its electronic recycling event last month. Gatsby's Gaming had a request of the board for a change in operating hours. It requested being able to open at noon on Sunday instead of the current 12:30, and being able to close at 1:30 a.m. instead of midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. The board did not take action on the request. In appointments, Shane Newman replaced Royce Carter on the SIEDA Board of Directors, and Doyle Hucker was appointed to a 5-year term on the Wayne County Housing Authority. More news next.
At Jackie's Hidden Treasures, you never know what you'll find. Pick up a certificate at the Big Deal Store for incredible savings. There's always something new at Jackie's Hidden Treasures on the square in Sisney.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code START for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code START. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code START for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code START for a $5 bonus.
In other news, the Fairfield Park Board met last night and authorized the formation of a separate small checking account for electronic payments at the pool via PayPal or Venmo. Members heard from Michelle Richards, who has experience with electronic payment at the Humane Society, and she recommended using the electronic payment primarily for larger payments like family passes or pool parties and not for individual admissions. Electronic payments do have transaction fees, and the board discussed adding a small park transaction to set fees to recoup these losses. Members agreed electronic payment is quickly becoming the norm across the country, and they felt it was best to follow the trend. In other action, the board accepted the appropriation ordinance and will hold it for 30 days. A public hearing will be held before the next board meeting, at which time the ordinance will be finalized. The board approved Lamon, Hardcastle & Associates to perform the annual audit at a cost not exceeding $7,500. It approved the district getting earthquake insurance, and it approved a $1,575 quote from K&M to paint the water tank at Veterans Field. In reports, Superintendent Chris Jenkins said Lakeside playground equipment should arrive on Thursday, though it will take some time to place. He also said pickleball courts will be added to two tennis courts in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and the tennis court fencing should be repaired around the same time. He also indicated doors had been kicked in at a building by the courts, and bathrooms had been vandalized and damaged several times. And Board President Jay Fai said the district could investigate adding more cameras in the area. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education held a special meeting last night. It approved a resolution to purchase real estate at 301 West King Street from Donnie Pollard at a cost of $28,000. And it approved the purchase of shades from B-Way Design and Decorating at a cost of $10,588. The shades will be used to create an additional classroom on the third floor in the former computer lab. The board also accepted the resignation of Registrar Teresa Baker. Members then entered executive session to discuss personnel and contract negotiations. Upon return to open session, they approved the employment of Nate Neal as special education teacher, starting January 2nd, and the employment of Cassandra Fuller as registrar. Members also voted to employ Megan McCleary Pierce as a career counselor, with board member Matt Rush voting no. He said he would prefer to see the money used to hire an additional vocational teacher for students. Board member J.C. McDuffie was absent from the meeting. 42-year-old McLeansboro resident Joshua A. Bell was sentenced to prison in Wayne County Circuit Court this week by Judge Michael Molt. He pleaded guilty to a Class 3 felony count of possession of methamphetamine and a Class 4 felony count of driving with a revoked license. Bell was sentenced to 6 years in prison for each count, to be served concurrently, and the sentence will also run concurrently with one from Hamilton County. He was credited with 213 days served in jail and ordered to pay $90 in fines and court costs. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 2 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County yesterday. Lawrence County added 12 cases, Marion County 11, White County 7, Clay County 6, Jefferson County 5, Wabash County 4, Richland County 3, and Hamilton County 1. Edwards County held steady on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 4,294 new cases and 10 additional deaths. The City of Fairfield and Wayne County Chamber of Commerce are planning an event in conjunction with the city's July 3rd fireworks display at Southwest Park. The entities are looking for vendors and food trucks interested in participating, with events, food, and vendors starting at 5. Live music will be on hand from 6 to 8, and fireworks will begin at dusk. Vendors will not have to pay a fee for setup, but no utilities will be provided. Anyone interested in setting up should contact the chamber at 842-6116. Schools will be able to teach students about proper gun storage. Schools will be able to teach students about proper gun storage under a new state law. Kim Howard reports.
The measure was sponsored by Representative Maura Hershauer of Batavia, who explained it to her colleagues on the House floor.
The aim of this bill is to increase awareness of safe firearm storage by using a trusted source of information, our school. This bill is not a curriculum mandate. It simply allows districts to include safe storage curriculum in their school safety curriculum.
The bill was supported on the House floor by Representative Avery Bourne of Morrisonville.
A couple of years ago in this chamber, we passed a bill that allowed schools to have a firearm safety course that they offer to their students. In my opinion, this builds on that. It is an option for schools to teach proper gun safety. It is only an option.
The law takes effect next year. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois Department of Transportation has launched a new public safety campaign called It's Not a Game. Spokesperson Paul Wapple says people may have already seen the TV ads, which are designed to look like an old-school video game.
We're trying to drive home the message that, you know, there are no extra lives, no second chances, no respawns to get it right when you're behind the wheel. It's a little bit of a different concept, trying to get, obviously, attention to create awareness about this, you know, important issue. The It's Not a Game safety campaign will educate drivers that safety isn't a game. Mistakes come with real consequences.
The campaign also includes radio ads, media posts, and digital signs, and it takes a comprehensive approach to safety, addressing everything from distracted driving to pedestrian safety. The public can view safety videos and take a quiz online at itsnotagameillinois.com. Today's crude oil price is $114.50, down 50 cents from yesterday. The July crude oil price is $121.27. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With four convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their four convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 73-year-old Albion resident Sue Carter died on Tuesday. Sue Carter is survived by her daughter Karen Bear, two sisters, two grandchildren, one great-grandchild, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Monday at 11 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home. Interment will be at Graceland Cemetery. 72-year-old Carmi resident Pamela Gail Cobb died on Wednesday. Pamela Cobb is survived by children Robin Winters, Robert Cobb, Randy Cobb, and Rich Cobb, two sisters, 10 grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Services will be Monday at 1 at St. Polycarp Catholic Church. Visitation will be from Monday 11 to service time, and burial will be in Union Ridge Cemetery. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Mill Shoals resident Rick J. Titzer died on June 5th. Rick Titzer is survived by his wife Laura, children Clayton, Sarah, and Emily, and siblings Mike Titzer, Frank Titzer, Doug Titzer, and Margaret Shook. Services will be Tuesday at 10 at St. Edward Catholic Church in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 on Monday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, and burial will be in Burnt Prairie Cemetery. 78-year-old Grayville resident Eddie Wayne Goodwin died on Tuesday. Services will be Monday at noon at Cook Funeral Chapel. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Oak Grove Cemetery. 74-year-old McLeansboro resident Charles Dudley Murphy died on May 30th. No formal services will be held, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 78-year-old Mill Shoals resident Patsy Ann Young died on June 5th. Services will be Monday at 10 at Shrewsbury Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is assisting the family. 58-year-old Fairfield resident Trudy K. Jones died on Monday. Services will be today at 2 at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 1 to service time. 82-year-old Flora resident Marilyn Ann Booth died in November. Services will be Saturday at 11 at Zinnia Christ United Church. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for 30% chance of rain with a high of 76 and also a 30% chance of showers with a low of 59. We'll have a full forecast along with current temperatures after sports. I'm Eli Grimes reporting.